Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
To infinity and beyond!
I just love finding new places to wear diamonds.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
There's no place like home.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get.
Well, that sound means it's time to forget about COVID for a few minutes and go behind the scenes of another great movie.
What?
Now, let me finish, okay? And don't go flying off the handle.
You gave that promotion to Bob Enright instead of me? I've got 5 years seniority over him.
I know that.
For Christ's sake, I trained him.
I know that, but see, the company...
Oh, the company. It's your decision. You promoted him. You tell me why.
Well... In the first place, see, Bob does have a college degree.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. While he's away at college getting his precious, useless degree, I'm working my butt off at this company.
And in the second place, he does have a family to support.
And I don't? What has that got to do with anything?
Violet, look, my hands are tied here. The company needs a man in this position. Clients would rather deal with men when it comes to figures.
Oh, now we're getting at it. I lose a promotion because of some idiot prejudice. The boys in the club are threatened, and you're so intimidated by any woman that won't sit at the back of the bus.
Spare me the women's lib crap, okay? Now, I know how you feel, and I understand it.
You understand zilch.
I understand I'm still a boss here. And even though you might be pretty valuable out there, you better get a hold of yourself. I'm not going to sit here and take this. God damn it. Dorley, get in here!
Television producer with Mind the Gap Films, Bill Hughes, good morning and welcome. And I'm delighted you picked a Dolly Parton movie to mark her 75th birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. Tell us the story.
Well, there's so much fun in this film. But when you think, I mean, it's 41 years old now. And it really was a kind of a feminist manifesto at the time, because it was about the way women were poorly treated in the workplace. And in some would say that there's a lot more work still to be done. But it came out in 1980, produced by Bruce Gilbert, directed by Colin Higgins, and starring Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, and Dolly Parton. And the film was a massive success. It was the second most successful box office hit of 1980. And it cost $10 million, but it made over $100 million. So it really brought the books in. And it went on to have a television series that ran for 5 episodes. Then it went on to spawn a Broadway musical. So the film has really crept into popular culture, although there's a scene in it. Ronald Reagan wrote in his presidential diary that he and Nancy watched the film on Valentine's Day, 1981. And he wrote, "Funny, one scene made me mad. A truly funny scene if the three girls had played getting drunk. But no, they had to get stoned on pot. It was an endorsement of pot smoking for any young person who sees the picture." Well, I mean, that's the Reagan era for you. And it was such an innocent thing where they smoked a bit of marijuana, they got drunk, and they plotted the downfall of their boss who was persecuting them in the office. But the
now,
whole thing...
There's a lot going on here, Bill, and you might introduce the second scene you've selected.
The second scene is where Dabney Coleman, who plays the boss, has been telling everybody that he's been having an affair with Dolly Parton, Dora Lee, his assistant. And so as a result, she's kind of ostracized in the workplace because the women all think he is having an affair with her. But Dolly is unaware that this rumor has gone around. And then when she hears it, all hell breaks loose.
Who's been saying we're having an affair?
Who's been saying it? He has.
What? Violet, where are you going?
I'm gonna get drunk.
At a girl. So you've been telling everybody I'm sleeping with you, huh?
No.
Well, that explains it. That's why these people treat me like some dime store floozy.
No,
they think
not.
I'm screwing the boss.
That's not it at all.
Oh, and you just love it, don't you? It gives you some sort of cheap thrill, like knocking over pencils and picking
sure
up papers.
Now, let's don't get excited.
Get your scummy hands off of me. Look, I've been straight with you from the first day I got here, and I put up with all your pinching and staring and chasing me around the desk because I need this job, but this is the last straw.
All right, now wait. Let's just sit down and...
Look, I got a gun out there in my purse, and up to now I've been forgiven and forgetting because of the way I was brought up, but I tell you one thing. If you ever say another word about me or make another indecent proposal, I'm going to get that gun of mine. And I'm going to change you from a rooster to a hen with one shot. Don't don't think I can't do it.
I'm going to change it from a rooster to a hen in one shot.
Yeah, it's just such a great line. And the whole thing, I mean, Fonda said that it was her idea. She knew a woman in Boston who ran a support group for women, and they were called the 9 to 5ers. And then she started to make this film, and they started out thinking, this is getting too serious. We really need to lighten it up. Otherwise, it's driving the message too hard. So let's make it a comedy. And they decided that they just would take a very light approach, but really punch home the stuff and make it as farcical as one of those madcap black and white comedies of the 40s. That's what it was. And
now, the casting would seem to be inspired. I mean, Dolly Parton was not a movie actress at the time.
No, but Fonda loved her music. Fonda loves country music, but she loved Dolly's, because Dolly, Jolene was already massive and Coat of Many Colours, and Dolly was a household name from country music. But Fonda felt that she had something else in her and asked her to come and do the movie. And Dolly said she'd do it on one condition, that she got to write the theme song. So they were going, well, okay, but Jane Fonda thought that's perfectly reasonable. And then one day, Dolly came out of her trailer and came over to Fonda and Lily Tomlin, where they were having coffee. And she said, girls, listen to this. And she started clicking her nails. She started clicking her nails, banging out the beat. And then she started to sing the song. And Fonda and Tomlin looked at each other and just went, oh, my God, this is it. And this is what the film has to be called, 9 to 5. And so that song then went on to get nominated for the Oscar for Best Song. It won the Grammy Best Female Country Vocal of the Year, and it also won the Country Song of the Year. So the song became synonymous with the movie, and possibly the song has outlived the memory of the movie. So I think it's time people go back and have a look
and enjoy,
again.
Enjoy a comedy. Yeah. Now, you mentioned it was a box office smash, $103.9 million on a budget of $10 million. So everyone did very well out of this. But what about the critics? I mean, the film critics, most of them were male. What did they make of this attack on their manhood?
Oh, Pat, they were very snitty. They were very patronising, the usual ones. Like Roger Ebert, he gave it 3 out of 4 and said it was pleasant entertainment, but that it's uneven qualities and a plot that's almost too preposterous for the material. But that's the whole point of farce. I mean, he really seemed to have a sense of humour bypass. And then in the New York Times, Vincent Canby said, it's clearly a movie that began as someone's bright idea, which then went into production before anyone had time to give it a well-defined personality. In other words, make it more about men, I think is what he's saying there. But Dabney Coleman as the fall guy, Dabney Coleman as the boss who they eventually kidnap and go to his house, and the whole thing becomes completely crazy where they tie him up and they discover that he's been embezzling the company for years. So they have a strength over him. He embodies that smug business executive that they are trying to highlight at the time and say, we need to move on. And in the time that they have him kidnapped, they change everything. They bring in a creche, they bring in flexible working hours, they bring in the modern way of working in an office at the time. And he comes back and says he hates it, but then the owner of the company shows up and says, it's brilliant, 20% approval, improvement in productivity. So, yeah, we're sticking with these programs. You're brilliant. And so to promote you, I'm going to send you to Brazil to do this with our company down there. And so the girls get rid of the boss, but in a far better way than they could have imagined. It's just hilarious. Good.
A real romp, a comedy with an underlying serious purpose. And as you said, a lot done, more to do in that regard for making the workplace more woman-friendly, I suppose. But anyway, Bill Hughes, a television producer with Mind the Gap Films, thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.